Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
President Trump goes to the Miramar base to speak to the U.S. Marine Corps. And I want you to see this and watch the Marines, how excited and how encouraged they are for their commander-in-chief being positive, just sharing love and say, we
how
support you.
How much he cares
you,
about them.
How much he cares about them. Because it's the military that gives us the ability to have freedom. They're protecting our freedom. And so we're so grateful and thankful for all the armed forces. But let's hear what President Trump had to say at the Miramar base, the U.S. Marine Corps.
I am really thrilled to be here at Marine Corps Air Station Miramar. You are faithful to each other, faithful to your mission, and you are always faithful to the country that you love, the USA. Your devotion fills our allies and our families with confidence. Your courage fills our enemies with dread. And your example inspires countless young Americans who dream of being the best to someday wear the uniform of the United States Marines. I have a message for you straight from the heart of the American people. We support you, we thank you, we love you, and we will always have your back like you have ours. Thank you.
That is so exciting when you see your boss, the commander-in-chief who's over all the armed forces, you know, understands their role and what they're doing.
No doubt. I mean, I don't remember any of the previous presidents, last four or five presidents, who had visited so many air bases and really gave such strong speeches. I know that all the presidents have been supportive of the military, but it seems that there's something unique about President Trump in his genuine care and appreciation. He's been consistent from campaigning and even now as being, you know, the commander-in-chief.
And so it's so important. The previous administration almost made it like the military was optional. But the reality is that's what actually stands in the gap between us and not having freedom.
That's right.
And we're very grateful. We're thankful for all the vets. We're grateful that the VA is coming alive and being challenged. We're thankful for just so many things taking place, you know, for those that serve. Only, I think it's 1% of America serves to protect the other 99% or the whole 100%.
Wow.
And every one of them, because they'll make, some people will make you think, you know, that 50% of America is going out to serve in the military. It's like 1%.
That's amazing.
Well, how come that 99% should look at that 1% and say, how can we take care of you? How can we take care of your family? And this president, President Trump's doing that exact thing.
It's amazing.
It's very encouraging. You know, I had an opportunity to serve in the military and just to see, you know, a commander-in-chief that stood up that much for you. A raise is coming. The equipment's going to be
we're going to give you the best equipment that you need when you go fight for us. Yeah. That's important. And in fact, it makes me think about, who knows? We may be at war. So many things are happening around the world, and how important it is for these soldiers and all those in the military to know that their commander-in-chief truly cares about them. Yeah, they'll fight for them.
And some of the things the Lord has spoken to me personally is the fact that, you know, things shifted in 2016, so we don't know which words come over or not, but the specific thing the Lord told me that there will be a physical battle on the land of America, I mean, literally a physical battle, and he actually confirmed it when I spoke it. It was an amazing thing that took place. But also the fact is that the enemy would be coming from the east and the west, he told me. He said, but we would mow them over. Well, who's that's going to mow them over? That's the military. We want them fully armed, want them fully equipped, want them to know that we appreciate them, want to help their families out, support what's taking place, because they're very special people that are saying, we want to stand up and lay down our freedom and our lives for our freedom. And so we got to say, you know what? You know, thank God for this president that he's standing up for the U.S. military. But I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts towards the vets, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, you know, all the branches of the military? You know, your thoughts, post below. We'd like to hear your comments, what your thoughts are about this, about the president standing up like this. And they're saying thank you. Also, email us or also write to us. We want to be able to hear from you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.